This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck and I'm your host for this first hour. Similar to some of the last weekend shows, we will be spending a lot of time on the precious metals and the precious metal stock sector simply because, man oh man, that sector just continues to run, and right now if you're in the right stocks you can be making a lot of, well, nice paper gains, at least. That being said, there's still a lot to talk about in terms of general drivers of broad averages, markets, and even currencies, as we've seen the dollar go through a pretty significant breakdown just over the last couple weeks. I'm kicking off this weekend's show with Peter Buchvar. He is the Chief Investment Officer over at Bleakley Advisory Group, also the editor of the Book Report website. I go there every day to keep up to date with what Peter is writing about in terms of data points and important news to follow along with. Peter, I want to start off just in a broad sense, because you and I haven't chatted, I think, for about 3 months now. In your eyes, what are the most crucial either data points or news events that investors need to be paying attention to right now?
Well, right now it's all about where real interest rates are going and all the money that's flowing from central banks. That's really been the only thing that has mattered. The economic hasn't mattered, earnings. It's really just been following the flows, following huge spikes in money supply, continued meltdown in global interest rates, the rise in inflation expectations, which is leading to a fall in real rates, which is leading to obviously the rise in precious metals, but also leading to a rise in much everything.
So, Peter, let's break down some of those components that you consider the most important for investors to be looking at. We'll start with inflation expectations. These can impact everything from currencies. The U.S. dollar is moving down. Precious metals, those are moving higher. Bond market yields are moving even lower. Which, in your eyes, is being impacted the most right now by these increased inflation expectations?
Well, it's certainly leading to the rise in inflation expectations relative to conventional yields, definitely leading to a drop in real yields, which is leading to obviously a rise in the metals. The dollar continues to melt away against other currencies. I think a lot of that has to do with the Fed, with their pedal to the metal relative to other central banks in terms of money supply growth, the exploding debt deficits in the U.S., with the U.S. budget deficit now at around 14% of GDP, all leading to that weakness. And while that's inflating pretty much everything, asset price wise, I do think that if it were to continue, it's sniffing out a stagflationary type environment, in my opinion. That when I look at 10-year inflation break evens in the U.S. at 160, and then I look at a conventional U.S. Treasury yield today at a hair above 50 basis points, and I look at the weakness in the dollar, look at the price of gold, to me this just has a stagflationary type environment written all over it, likely coming to a theater near you in 2021.
So I feel like we've been talking about stagflation for maybe not quite a decade, but at least 6 to 7 years because of the slow growth and easy money policies. Although in the last couple of years, we've seen a noticeable change of this easy money landing on other assets, not just in U.S. equity markets. Clearly, some of that money is supporting the markets, but the run in metals, the run in some other assets is showing that investors are taking a slightly different strategy this time. Do you have any comments on that?
When you look at least what drives consumer price inflation, you have the good side, you have the services side. Over the last 10 years, we've had pretty persistent services inflation running at about 3% a year, year over year. But that was offset by goods prices that pretty much were either flat or fell. So the blended rate was always a modest inflation rate. I think right now, and also you had all the money printing that went on, a lot of that just ended up in reserves. I think this time around, we've had with the pandemic, a major disruption in the supply chain. And that is majorly disrupted the supply of goods. And I think that when you've been able to, at least in the U.S., through all these massive transfer payments, keep a level of demand, or at least a savings rate, very high relative to where it would have been ordinarily, considering where the unemployment rate is, that you have the potential that when there is a vaccine, hopefully at the end of this year into next year, that when the economy does rebound, that the demand side for things could overwhelm the economy's ability to supply goods and services. So you may actually have a combination of higher services and goods prices that would lead to overall higher inflation. So that's how I see this being potentially different than what we've seen. And I think that this rise in inflation expectations, as I mentioned, is beginning to sniff it out.
Yeah, fair enough. And you know what? It still does all come down to this general economic restart and when we can all get back to what life was like before the pandemic hit. But that looks like it'll be very different back to normal. Now, in terms of central banks and money flows, no doubt all central banks and all governments are undertaking some pretty massive money printing. How do you compare the actions of all the different central banks? Because I've heard arguments that the Fed is doing much more than other central banks, but then other people are saying, well, all central banks are doing so much that it's even hard to play that comparison game.
Well, I mean, look at Japan versus the Fed. The Japanese through yield curve control has dramatically reduced the amount of QE, but the level of rates are obviously extraordinarily low. The Fed is doing extraordinary levels of QE, and this is still down from the even more extraordinary levels they were doing in April and May. So you look at different metrics of, okay, you can compare the balance sheets, and then you can also look at money supply growth. You can look at, obviously, the level of interest rates. But either way, we're just talking matters of degree. They're all going down the same path. The Fed is still just repeating every failed mistake of their own by just lowering rates to zero and doing QE, and what the Bank of Japan and the ECB have done. And we heard the Loretta Mester, Fed president at the Cleveland yesterday, saying, yeah, we'll just do forward guidance. It's just the same old tired ideas that they keep just regurgitating and implementing and just expecting somehow a different outcome. When you had the BOJ governor, Kuroda, yesterday saying we still have a 2% inflation target. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. If these people were executives of private companies and they had set a list of goals when they first came into office and then years later didn't reach those goals, they would have been fired. But because they're central bankers and government bureaucrats, they still hang around and still keep spitting out the same failed ideas.
Yeah, they do, unfortunately. But hey, it's a pretty consistent playbook that these central banks seem to work off of. What do you think is the main priority or the main priorities for central banks right now as we are trying to work our way out of the pandemic? Because I feel like this has become a little muddied here with all the news events and all the distractions everybody has.
Well, in their eyes, they're currently trying to buy time, quote unquote, buy time until you get to a vaccine. So no vaccine, no amount of money printing is going to get people to comfortably eat dinner in an indoor restaurant. No amount of vaccine is going to get somebody to go to a baseball game or a concert. I'm sorry, no amount of money printing is going to get people to do these things. So they keep trying to spur some sort of economic and consumer behavior in the face of an economy that's not going to respond to that. We had the Fed senior loan officer survey come out a couple of days ago, which is a quarterly survey, which showed on the bank side, tightening standards everywhere. But on the borrowing side, outside of mortgages, where housing has been a bright spot, you've seen decline in demand for consumer credit cards, for auto loans, for commercial industrial loans, and for commercial real estate loans. So you can bring a horse to water, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they will drink it.
All right, Peter, we are out of time for this segment, but you're coming back on in segment two. So everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the weekend edition of the KE Report, I am continuing to chat with Peter Buchvar, Chief Investment Officer at Bleakley Advisory Group and the editor of the Book Report. Peter, let's focus a bit more on the U.S. dollar and its downtrend that really just picked up speed this week. It's now trading at levels that we haven't seen in over 2 years. That's to the downside. I get that inflation expectations are playing a role into here, but we're seeing a lot of money flow into Europe. The reasons being maybe their economic restart is doing better, but I have trouble believing that Europe's going to come out of this no problem as well. What do you think is causing this massive shift to the negative side for the dollar?
Well, with Europe, they've definitely controlled the virus much better than we have. The virus spread is much more, the numbers are much lower than they are here. There's also a lot of hope, I think false hope, but hope that 750 billion euro spending package, that'll be a combination of loans and grants, will be a boost to European economies. Also, you have, I mean, look, you've thrown everything you possibly could at the euro since the ECB went negative in 2014, between ever deeper negative rates, troubled banking system as a result, a massive expansion of their balance sheet. Pretty much they've killed the bond market. And the euro always traded in this 105-115 level. I think it's the rising debts and deficits of the U.S. compared to these other places that's now exploding exponentially. That is a major drag on the dollar versus the euro and other currencies.
Okay, yeah, I get that. That's a fair argument. And hey, in all fairness, we are starting to see some of these safer assets play a lot of catch-up in U.S. dollar terms. What's your current view on the gold market, the silver market, and this pretty historic run that we are seeing, especially in gold?
I still remain very positive. I always viewed gold as money, and therefore comparing it to other forms of fiat money. And when you see, and again, I could have made the same argument 2 years ago, but it's only now that people are paying attention. But I think also because gold has a tight correlation to real yields, which continue to plummet as, again, inflation expectations rise and nominal interest rates fall. So, and then you compare that against the rising pot of negative interest rates, securities where gold is a positive carry against a bond that yields nothing, or say less than nothing. And then you throw in an economy that's trying to rebound globally, which is then helping the industrial demand for silver. And then silver obviously is dramatically lower, the price of gold, so we're seeing catch up there. And when you take a step back, you know, gold is only slightly above where it was 9 years ago, and silver is 50% below where it was 9 years ago. And you compare the fundamental backdrop today versus then. In 2011, the concept of negative interest rates was just a concept. It never existed outside in terms of a central bank moving to negative interest rates. It was always, you know, this theory that maybe one day, but never existed. Well, fast forward $15 trillion later of negative yielding securities. You look at the Fed's balance sheet back in 2011, it was about $3 trillion. Versus around 7 right now, and then you throw in the size of the balance sheets of other central banks. So you can argue that the backdrop for precious metals today is just so much greater in terms of its fundamental basis than it was the last time we had gold prices here, and silver 50%, or I should say 100% higher than it is today back then.
Peter, I think a lot of our longtime listeners have heard you on the show. They know that you have been watching the gold market closely. You have been encouraged for gold in a long-term sense. What have you noticed, though, among your peers? You work in around the New York area, and a lot of the gold bugs are now saying, well, who are the investors that are coming into this sector? Because, hey, there's a wide range of people that have shunned the precious metals for this decade. Who are you seeing as taking more notice of this move?
Well, anytime an asset class jumps in price, people start to pay attention. And now that it's a record high, it's obviously gaining attention. I do think that when you look at the financial allocation to precious metals, it's still minute. And I think that there's still a lot of people that have missed this. And I think in the coming year plus, I think you'll see more institutional money, more individual money, more central bank money coming to this asset class. Again, when you look at what's happened to the value of fiat currencies, and if we actually do see a rise in consumer price inflation next year that I expect, could give all these entities more reason to either add to their existing allocation or create a brand new one.
So, Peter, there's a lot of people debating what stage of a bull market this is for the precious metals, breaking it down in baseball terms of what inning we are in. If you see, it sounds like the picture, the fundamentals getting even better for precious metals into next year. What inning would you say we are in?
Well, when you look at gold, you know, I have a target of 3,000 plus. So how quickly it gets there, I don't know. I don't know if it's in 6 months or it's going to take another year, but you know, so gold has essentially doubled over the last 5 years after falling 50%. So I think it, you know, plays out over the next year or two. Silver still down 50%, as I mentioned, from its 2011 and 1980 peak. Well, is that still a bull market or is that just a dead cat bounce? I think it's a bull market, but that has obviously ways to go. And usually subsequent bull markets has that price either touch or exceed prior bull market levels. So that still has a ways to go.
All right. Well, Peter, final comments, and I'll get you on your way here. Deals with the election and the impact that you think it'll have on financial markets. It's starting to creep more and more into the headlines, but again, people are distracted by a lot of other, a bit more pressing issues when it comes to their daily life. How do you see this election causing havoc, or is it going to cause havoc in these markets?
Well, I think it depends. I think if Biden wins and the Democrats take the Senate, then the market will be immediately worried about higher taxes, both at the individual level, capital gains, which then reduces after-tax returns, and also the corporate side, where Biden has said he wants to raise the corporate income tax from 21 to 28%. If that were to happen, analysts would be cutting S&P 500 earnings by up to $20 to $30. And put a 20 multiple on that, that's 400 to 500 points in the S&P, just then in the corporate income tax rate, just on the math, putting aside the politics of it, or whether one thinks it's a good idea or not.
All right, Peter, we're going to wrap it there. It's great having you on this show. I find all your insights very thoughtful and insightful. And as I mentioned, I always check out your book report website every day. So, Peter, I really appreciate you joining us on this weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. I'll touch base with you in another couple months.
Thanks, Corey. I really appreciate being on. Always fun.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump says he is ready to act to provide coronavirus relief.
And what we're talking about is deferring the payroll tax for a period of months till the end of the year, and I could extend it at a certain period.
The president, speaking to reporters from his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, also said he would enhance unemployment benefits until the end of the year, the first student loan payments, and reinstate a federal moratorium on evictions, all of that, if an agreement with congressional Democrats does not come to fruition, and it looks like that might be the case. Trump blasting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for seeking relief for states and cities that he says have been mismanaged by Democrats. GOP negotiators and Democratic leadership in Congress already trading barbs over whose fault it is for the impasse. This is USA Radio News. As President Trump threatens executive order action on coronavirus relief, one of his congressional allies praises the idea. USA's Tim Burke says at least one of those orders is ready to go.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if you know, Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus. The president wants to do the right thing."
The Dow closed up Friday, 46.5. The Nasdaq down 97. The S&P 500 up a couple of points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Peter Buchvar. I am chatting in this segment with Mark Chandler. He is a managing partner over at Bannockburn Global Forex, also writes the Mark to Market blog. Mark, at the end of this week, we had some key market moves in terms of the U.S. dollar and gold. The U.S. dollar, which was really in a free fall, managed to reverse and move fairly significantly higher for a one-day move on Friday, and that's pushing gold down. Gold very much due for a correction. What's your takeaway from, I know it's just one day, but the end of the week action in the dollar and gold?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a macro type of guy, timing is not always my best suit. And so last week when we spoke, I thought the dollar was going to have a bounce. I thought it was going to take place before the U.S. jobs data. But we're really seeing it come after the jobs data, and the technical signals now, I think, are much, much stronger. Even though the euro and the Aussie made new highs, they were marginal new highs. They didn't stick. And so if I say that there's one general pattern that you see in the euro, you see in the dollar index, you see in sterling, some people see it in the Aussie as well, is it looks like a double top is in place. So the currencies made a high, backed off to like Monday or Tuesday's lows for the most part, and then back to the highs. Sterling, euro, and Aussie made new highs. But then they've come up more sharply today. And so what we've got to do is go through that this week's low, which is really the neckline. And that would just confirm that this near-term sort of like long overdue correction. Remember, the euro was up 6 weeks in a row coming into this week. That we just finished, and that is the longest streak in a decade. Same thing with sterling. And so I think that there's a lot of people like myself looking for the thing that the move was getting exaggerated, even though in the big picture I still am bearish the dollar. I think that we've got a series of tradable for some short-term nimble traders, but I think there's a pullback here in the foreign currencies that could bring us down a cent or two in the euro, for example. I was thinking that last week I was suggesting 116.50, and we stopped, of course, just below 117. But now I'm thinking there might even be potential to 115.50. So the idea is that in the dollar is looks like it's got some legs under it for the first time in about 2 months. And the other market that seemed very stretched was gold. And we're seeing that, like you say, for me, there's a key pattern here. And this is just a traditional chart pattern. And this is an instrument makes a new high for the move. And in this case, gold made a record high today today, Friday, before the jobs data, and then has sold off and gone through the previous day's low. And it looks like, I mean, it's on its lows now as we talk late in the afternoon, and it looks like it will close below those lows, and this is a key reversal, making new highs and then rejecting those and moving to close below the previous day's low. So where could gold go? We're trading, we got to 2075. Amazing, huh? We were just talking, it seems like just a few weeks ago, could we break through 1800? And we shoot up to 2000, and we overshoot that. And now I think that we're going to come back down and test, maybe it's 1950, something like that. Maybe we have to test the 2000 psychological level. But I can see us pulling back further as this dollar correction story unfolds.
So, Mark, you mentioned there that this is a short-term type of reversal in both of these markets. What does that mean for time frame? How quickly could we see gold test that 1950 or the U.S. dollar take back a couple cents?
Yeah, I think that we could be seeing this in the next couple of weeks. I think that, like, the dynamic seems to be something like this, that the one of the big drags on the dollar has been the decline in U.S. interest rates. And the U.S. is getting ready, starting next week, it's going to be the quarterly refunding, where the U.S. is going to be raising something like $112 billion in coupons. Because here's really what happened. When we have all this, all these fiscal programs, emergency programs, they get funded initially by T-bills. And then the Federal Reserve, actually the Treasury, rolls these short-term bills into longer-term securities. And that's what they're doing now. They're basically issuing a lot more bonds and notes. And so just in this next week's auction, $112 billion, this is about $16 billion more than they did the previous 3 months. And over this quarter, that is over these next 3 months through October, the government is going to be raising about $132 billion more in coupons. So we've got more supply coming in at the long end. And so yields are for practical purposes, record lows, and the dollar is falling. So if you're going to try to sell this kind of debt, what do you need to happen? And you need to have interest rates begin to rise. I think that's what we're seeing. The 10-year held 50 basis points. Our 2-year tested the record low just around 10 basis points and it's firmed up again. And the yield curve steepening slightly. I think it's going to begin steepening, I should say. And so I think that this will help give the dollar, build in a concession for the sales that the Treasury has to do, give the dollar this technical bounce that they overdue. And I think that's the main push for the dollar coming. So the main fundamental shift is a higher interest rate. So it's going to take a little bit for the market to digest this. And so that's why I think while it's digesting this, I think this is when I think we have a couple weeks of correction or so for the dollar to the upside.
So, Mark, is there anything that you're going to be watching in the next week or two that could throw this correction or this reversal off course?
Yeah, so what would it take, I mean, to knock this down? Well, I think that, in the U.S., we've had Congress and the White House aren't talking anymore. They're talking, but they haven't reached an agreement about fiscal stimulus. And that puts more weight on the Federal Reserve to do more with monetary policy. So I think that's a wild card out there, what the U.S. is going to do with fiscal policy. When there seems to be almost three parties right now, the party in the White House, the party in Congress, and then the Democrats. So that big issue. Second issue that we've seen escalate this week is the new round of tensions with China. Not only did the U.S. send it like its highest official to Hong Kong in a couple of decades, excuse me, send it to Taiwan for the first time in a couple of decades, the highest ranking official, but the U.S. has also moved to the sanction TikTok as well as WhatsApp. And so this is what was a trade war, closing, and then turned into closing down consulate offices. Now is becoming part of this internet story. And I think that tensions could still be rising with China. The thing to keep in mind there, next week, towards the end of the week, U.S. and Chinese senior officials will discuss the phase one trade. And, of course, China is so far behind meeting its commitments. That it could leave open to sort of heightened rhetoric around that review. And the other thing I just note is, ironically, the ink, the proverbial ink on the new U.S. Mexico Canada Free Trade Agreement, it's not even dry yet, and the U.S. is going to put in 10% tariffs on Canada's raw aluminum coming to the U.S. and Canada has now indicated they'll do liquidations on a dollar-for-dollar basis. And so tensions do seem to be high. And I think that they'll probably get higher as we head into the U.S. electoral season, which is now within the three-month window that a lot of traders use, those with a liquid part of, say, the options market, three-month options and forward futures contracts. So it's becoming an investor's time frame now. I'm beginning to see volatility has sort of firmed up a bit against all the major currencies.
Okay. Well, Mark, I appreciate you taking some time on this weekend show. Again, everyone go visit Mark's website, marktomarket.com. Mark, thanks again for your time this weekend. I hope you have a great weekend. Everybody stick around. I'm wrapping up this first hour with a company update from Orin Resources. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting an update from Orin Resources, traded on the TSX and the NYSE under the symbol AUG. I'm chatting with the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek. Now, Ivan, we're going to focus on this acquisition of East Main Resources. I've gotten a number of emails and questions and really just requests for an update to hear from your side of this acquisition. Now, there are some nuances within this acquisition of East Main. There's going to be a new company that will be formed, Fury Gold, which will be focused on the Canadian assets, which include Committee Bay and Homestake from Orin, and then also from East Main's asset Eau Claire and the Eleanor South joint venture in Quebec. Let's start off with this new company. This Fury Gold will be traded on the TSX and the NYSE, holding these Canadian assets. Give us a little bit more color on how this deal came together and the focus on these Canadian assets, please.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Corey. It's been a long time in the coming to split these companies, as I've said many times on your show. And, you know, when we thought about this as a group, we wanted to do this intelligently, and to do it smart, you'd have to think about market timing, which I think we've got at a really good timing. You know, we've hit that one perfectly. I think the other part was, you know, and Prue as well, can we add more to each of these spincos as we spin them out? And we all know that Committee Bay and Homestake are seasonal assets. So for us, looking over at East Main, something we've looked at for some time, as many others have, we thought it would fit perfectly because you can drill it 12 months of the year, so it takes away the seasonality. It also gives a very strong base in value to protect the value of the company out the door, and it gets complemented by the really big blue sky that we have up at Committee Bay. So the balance of ounces in the ground, you know, we're looking at it as around 1 million ounces of 8 grams per ton. You know, the balance of those ounces plus the Homestake ounces where we just put a PA out on, and the opportunity to go find, you know, another Amaruq or Meliadine up north, we thought was a perfect platform or combination of assets to come together and into this rising gold market that just started. And then the most important factor, and this also was something we thought about in spinning out, was bringing in more personnel, specifically a CEO that had experience And those two of the three jurisdictions that that we were going to work in, being Committee Bay in Nunavut, as well as Quebec. And Michael Timmins, you know, by very, very big coincidence, happened to come available right at the same time that the merging of all these entities has come together. For those of you who don't know Michael Timmins, we met him during the Agnico Eagle purchase of Kaden. We're super impressed by him back then. Obviously, that was a great success for our shareholders, and, you know, look forward one day, had he ever become available, to working with him to do something bigger and something different. And if you listen to Mike talk, and we've done a lot of it this week with a lot of marketing for Fury, he joined Agnico when they had one mine. And he was there for the acquisition and putting of nine mines and putting them into production. So if you could look at a better company, I don't think you could find one that has delivered more value, you know, very share price minded the way Agnico has. And the fact that he's been there through the entire growth curve of that company is something we're going to leverage heavily off of in terms of his advice and leadership of how to take these forward. So that's Fury, how it came together. The ambitions are very clear. It's to build a major Canadian mining company, and that's a big statement, but we're starting on the right foot. And from that, you know, we're going to need a lot of currency. We're going to have to create a performing share price so that we can acquire more assets, be acquisitive, and also raise large amounts of capital to put these into production at various times in the coming years. And, you know, to drive that value, what we're going to do is we're going to start with a 50,000-meter drill program at the Eau Claire asset in East Main. And a lot of people view this as, you know, the lead asset, which it is by timing. But if we could drill East Main's Eau Claire asset, Committee Bay, and Homestake, we would drill all three at the same time. There's no favoritism here. It's more about accessibility. And then there is a lot of low-hanging fruit we see from our work that we've done on it to expand their existing resource. So I think that will be a massive launch for the share price in terms of a catalyst, 50,000 meters, as we get ready for a lot of news and the new targeting at Committee Bay and Homestake, which we'll drill the next summer. But ultimately, we probably see about 100,000 meters get drilled between, you know, provided the deal closes, November of this year and the end of next year across these three projects, and predominantly looking for more gold, which will be substantial.
So, Evan, when I first saw this news release, I was encouraged for Orange shareholders because of the fact that I followed East Main for a number of years, and I heard nothing but good things about their projects from a lot of the geology-focused people that I really respect. But the problem was management had a heck of a time moving these projects forward, getting noticed by the bigger market or some of the larger investors. Now that you guys are, taking this ship over and utilizing these assets, you mentioned that you see some low-hanging fruit in terms of growing the overall resource base at the Homestake projects. What does that look like? Can you give us a little bit more information on some of the targets that you're looking at, where you see opportunities?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to save that for after the vote, because don't want to reveal too much before we get there, and the guys are still working out putting it together. But from a high level, you know, I think it's not unknown that there's a lot of high-grade gold here that could be a lot more based on the limits of the drilling that's happened. You know, I think my favorite part about this asset is it's largely unexplored, and we clearly see the potential to find more than that's there already, and to speak high level from that. And we will come out with some very specific targeting that will come out as we go drilling, you know, post the transaction. So, you know, I think the previous management teams did an excellent job, obviously, making the discovery. But I think they, you know, they got victimized by the bear market. We've all seen that hurt a lot of juniors. There's been some proxy battles in the past. And I think there's been a little bit of a lack of focus and systematic approaches that could have done more with what's there. And, you know, I wouldn't fault anybody except for availability of people and approach to the asset. We have a very, very strict, systematic approach. We're led by, you know, our technical team that really takes, you know, thorough approaches and does things in a very specific manner. And I think that's going to daylight a lot of value that's been missed or not followed up on. And so, you know, a great start by others. And I think we can elevate it considerably, as you've mentioned, and more details on that to come later this year.
So what about the comments that are going around the internet that you guys stole this asset? You did make the comment that, you know, East Main has been up for sale for a while, but address that comment that Orin moved in here and stole this.
Yeah, you know, that was an interesting perception, and every deal has, you know, feedback on them. When something was for sale and there's an interim CEO, there's no mystery there, you know, and people knew it was for sale for a couple of years, we bought it. We didn't steal it. You know, we came and we bid and we bought something that was for sale. And to clarify, we only bought 2/3 of it. You know, East Main shareholders get to continue on as a third shareholder in the new company. Plus they get the upside of Committee Bay and to be part of a very capable, robust professional team that can not only drive their asset forward, but other ones in the portfolio. And, you know, something that I will say in terms of the perception that we stole it or got the better end of the deal. I mean, there's a huge premium. Their stock was trading at 10 cents, you know, when we approached them, or 11 cents. It's now at 30 cents. It's almost up 300%, you know, since we did the deal. I think that's a great premium. And it's a situation that, you know, we bought something that was available, that was for sale. And I think that's the way it should be taken by everybody. In terms of the ratios and the way we did the deal, it is unconventional. It was difficult when you have mixed assets in Orin to try and determine where the real value is on everything. And, you know, that's the whole reason why we're splitting the company, so that we can get value for each of our opportunities individually versus all together and have this kind of challenge. I will say this, though, in terms of the East Main share price and the arbitrage, and a lot of questions come up about this, why isn't it trading at the 41 cents you valued at it, the deal at? And I would say deal digestion has certainly been something of consequence. But by the time the deal closes, I think, you know, and we have to do a financing in conjunction with the deal, which is in process. I think once that financing is done, you're going to see a pretty big re-rate on their share price. I also think the gap will close considerably closer to the consummation of their completion of the deal. So for me, it's a no-brainer that this thing is going to re-rate.
All right, Ivan, appreciate the update. Thank you for wrapping up this first hour. Again, everybody, keep on sending me your questions for Orin Resources or any of the other companies that I brought on through this week. But I appreciate all those emails that I get throughout the week. I also appreciate everybody joining us over the weekend, taking some time and listening to this weekend show. Keep on checking the website throughout the week. Ivan, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.